part of the downtown revitalization project is adding sidewalks, which means some businesses will be sacrificing parking space. Ramey Privett is the owner of Ramey's Bar that sits on the corner of Front Street and Case Avenue. He said on busy nights, some of his customers use space near Wrangell's Boat Hall Yard for parking. Privett told the Wrangell Assembly he was not against the project, but did not see the need for a sidewalk on that side of the street.
Industrial lot. I don't understand why we need a sidewalk right there. When you've got 40-foot container vans backing up, and when the cones on top, they fall off the top of those vans, and it's happened, and they would fall on to the sidewalk. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, don't do this. Not down here.
Privett also pointed out that the plans call for 5 parallel parking spaces. He says some of those spaces would be eliminated by maintenance work during the winter.
One thing is, middle of winter, they start moving snow, and this winter they did it. They took half of it away and piled snow there. So, middle of winter, I've got 1, 2. This is not my property, this is city property, but it's nice to also be able to use it.
Privett explained that he could not afford to add new property to his establishment after only being in business for 2 years. He says he knows there are rules and regulations that come with the project, but would prefer to keep the area the same. Another business owner expressed his concerns about parking, but more about the installation of bulb outs. Chet Powell owns the Bay Company, a local marine sales and repair center. He said that an engineer told him that he needed a bulb out on both of his properties in order to cover an intersection.
There's no city intersection there. There's a street that comes down from above, and the other one is nothing but a glorified alley. It's not an intersection, and I don't believe that they need to do that there. I do believe that what they want is they want that there just so that they can have a crosswalk there.
The street that Powell referred to is Episcopal Street, and the glorified alley is near his new building that is still under construction. His main store is connected to City Market. Powell told the assembly that the bulb outs would cause a maintenance nightmare.
It's going to be very expensive to maintain. The first time the grader goes down through there and tries to clean a corner out where one of those bulb outs are at, because there's 3 feet of snow piled up there that the plow couldn't get out, they're going to take a 66 down there and they're going to pull the bulb out. Rolled curbs or no rolled curbs, they're going to pull them out. You can go around town and find rolled curbs right now that the graders have hit and pulled.
Assembly members also weighed in on the project. Assembly member Jerry Maxson said he believes no one should be on the industrial side of Front Street.
Like, I don't think we want people from City Market down to Raymond's Bar. I think we want to move people to the other side of the street. And we want to leave that stretch open for some modified parking and things like that. I mean, it's kind of what I'm hearing business owners down there saying. And it seems to make sense to me that we're trying to impose kind of a beautification, big city street element to an area that is clearly an industrial area in a downtown setting.
Assembly member James Stowe said he believes the project will put another burden on businesses.
These businesses have been established for a long time in this community. And in a community that has lost a good percentage of its population are struggling. And we put these hardships on them. You know, they're already hurting bad enough as it is. I mean, I don't care if you pick somebody off the street in different parts of the community, up and down that whole project. This town isn't rosy with financially.
Wrangell Public Works Director Carl Johnson says he knew the borough would receive a lot of public input on the issue. He said the reason for the bulb outs is an ADA issue, which means those streets must be accessible to those with disabilities.
It's easy to make a 12-to-1 slope with your sidewalk still remaining flat. Right now we've got curbs all over the place, and they're not compliant, they're not legal, and that's one reason for them. The other reason is the pedestrian is standing on the curb. The car can see them before they step out into the crosswalk. That's one of the main issue reasons for them. This is to protect people crossing at crosswalks. They are traffic. You can't park there. That's an illegal parking spot in most cases. And that's traffic enforcement.
Johnson said the bulb outs would be rolled curbs in order to prevent damage to maintenance equipment and the bulb outs themselves. He said his department has purchased a new box plower to address the issue. Wrangell Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore explained to the Wrangell Assembly that parallel parking was originally in the plan to comply with federal highway regulations. She said HMK was able to adjust the design to keep the pull-in parking. Rushmore also pointed out that the bulb outs and parking spaces near Ramey's and the Bay Company were spelled out in a memo sent by her and Johnson.
It still needs to be discussed. It's not saying it can't be done. It's just you may have to take land across the street. You may have to narrow your sidewalks up considerably, and if that's what you want to do, okay, we do that. But this is how it is proposed at this point in time to generate the discussion for you all to make those decisions as to where we're going to go for this.
Rushmore said the issues on the designs were not surmountable. She said the engineers have been working diligently to try to accommodate the needs of the owners.
This design is considerably different. I'm not saying all landowners are happy, but they have addressed the issues down by the Sakine Inn, down by Napa, the turnaround with the barge companies. As we move down, there have been corners, there have been issues that we have tried to work out as the best possible. So they are listening, and they are working with the landowners.
In the end, the Assembly unanimously voted to hold a workshop to further discuss the issue. Engineers from HMK are expected to attend via teleconference. The workshop has been tentatively set for August 4th. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.